Welcome to Israel 18 News at 10:00 p.m. Here's your hourly briefing. Tonight, a gentle breeze is cooling the air across Israel. In Tel Aviv, the night skies are clear. Jerusalem is experiencing mild temperatures. Haifa feels slightly cooler by the sea. It's a pleasant evening to enjoy some fresh air. Here are today's headlines. First, in earlier reporting, The Times of Israel states that weekend strikes killed several Hamas operatives, including October 7th invaders. The IDF claims a terror group commander was killed in Deir al-Bala. Also, according to Ynet earlier today, the Arab world is focused on Eisenkot, questioning if Netanyahu's era is ending. The former IDF chief's Moroccan roots and personal losses are highlighted. Also this hour, Israel Hayom reports just in that it has been 2 years since the murder of the 6 kidnapped in a tunnel. The shocking footage from deep underground remains a stark reminder. Separately, Abdul El Sayed, a U.S. Senate candidate, apologized earlier today to Michigan Jews for past comments about a synagogue attack. This comes from the Forward. And finally, The Jerusalem Post reports 39 minutes ago that Finland and Israel have quietly extended a defense agreement for 10 years. The agreement was first signed in 2024 during the Gaza conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Hen Madzig, an Israeli activist and commentator, posted earlier that Hakeem Jeffries, a top Democrat, condemned anti-Semitism by Hassan Piker on CNN. Gideon Saar, a prominent Israeli politician, posted today that representatives of the Netherlands will be expelled from the International Support Center for Gaza in Kiryat Gat. This follows Dutch legislation banning trade in products from certain Israeli areas. Belaz News reported today that Israeli Foreign Minister Gideon Saar ordered Dutch diplomats to leave due to the new Dutch trade ban affecting Israeli settlements. The diplomats have 1 week to depart. Now for more on those stories, starting with the strikes on Hamas operatives. According to the Times of Israel, the IDF targeted a commander in Deir al-Bala as part of wider operations. Local reports say a child was among the casualties. This operation underscores ongoing tensions and the human cost for civilians caught in conflict zones. Turning to the focus on Eisenkot, Ynet highlights that the former IDF chief is gaining attention in the Arab world. His leadership might signal changes in Israeli politics. This scrutiny reflects regional dynamics and shifting alliances. Meanwhile, the story from Israel Hayom about the tunnel murders serves as a grim reminder of past violence. 2 years on, the footage continues to shock and sadden families. The incident remains a painful chapter in the conflict's narrative. On the diplomatic front, Abdul El Sayed's apology, as reported by The Forward, addresses past inflammatory remarks. His bid for the Senate could influence U.S.-Israel relations, especially within Jewish communities. Finally, the defense pact extension between Finland and Israel, reported by the Jerusalem Post, strengthens their military ties. This move might influence regional security dynamics amid criticism from Finnish opposition. Turning to business and markets. First, Israel Hayom Business reports that Walt, Sheen, and Tamo lead Israeli children's summer spending in 2026. These brands top the list, showcasing shifts in consumer habits among the young. Separately, CTEC reveals that Meta has turned its attention to YouTube and TikTok following a teen safety settlement. This could reshape content regulations and competitive dynamics. And finally, according to Walla Business, Greece is set to sign Israel's largest defense export deal. The $3.6 billion agreement aims to bolster Greek defenses against Turkey, marking a significant milestone in bilateral trade. That's your Israel 18 News update for the evening. We'll be back with more at 11 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.